that after they made the yegel, lakachti, Moshe Rabbeinu took the yegel, v'yesra voice of she burned it up in fire, v'yeka soise tochen heitav, and he ground it up well, ad shadak liof, was made into dust, v'yashra kasafor el anachal, and he threw the dust into the nachal, hayorid minahor, he threw it into the river that comes down from the har. So here you see that you may have enjoyment from it. It comes into the nachal, going to land that they planned, and they'll have enjoyment from the dust of the eagle. So you see, like Rabbi Yossi, that Zev is a germ is mutter. Oh my Lord, it comes to back him, there's no proof from them. Misham Raya, Harayuim, the Pasuk says the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu burnt and ground up the eagle, it says, Vayazra Pnei Hamayim, Vayashk Es Pnei Yisrael. Says the Moshe Rabbeinu took the dust of the eagle and put it into water and tested the Jews by making them drink it to see who worshipped it would be killed. So Moshe Rabbeinu's attentions were only to check them out, to make them drink from the eagle. So therefore he had no intentions of throwing it into the ocean, the river, to have enjoyment from it, but only to check them. So therefore there was no enjoyment coming from the eagle. Omalei Rabbi Yossi, I have another pasuk then. Omalei Rabbi Yossi, for like Fanem is another pasuk of Divrei Yomim that says the gam ma'ako should be aim asa, the mother of asa, aim asa sira megvira. She took it away. Asher asa saw matzalosa that she made. We'll soon see what that means. Miflotza, she made a lot of jokes there, and it says they took away this avodah zarah. Vayodek, they ground it up. Vayisra v'nachal, and they burnt it up. The Nachal Kidron, and they threw it into the Nachal Kidron. So it's again a question, how could they take the dust of it, of this Avodah Zarah, and throw it into the Nachal Kidron? Most probably people plant around Nachal Kidron. So if they plant there, this dust will like fertilize the ground there. So again, you're having some type of Hano, according to you, the Rabbonim. Near the Pasuk says it was Mutter. So Maloi, the Chomet, Mishom Rai is there, proof from over here. Nachal Kidron, Einu Megado Smachim. The Chum over there threw this Avodah Zarah that they burnt up and ground into Nachal Kidron, because around that Nachal, that river, nothing grows. Nobody plants there. Einu Megado Smachim, it doesn't grow. So therefore, there's no Hano at all. It's not even a Zev as a Gurim. So from that case, again, you can't bring me any proof to say that Zev is a Gurim, that in the case where the dust will fertilize the ground and will cause it to grow better, that it should be mutter. Can't bring a proof. For the Gemara of Eloi, is it true what you're saying, that nothing grows near the Nachal Kidron? V'atani, we learn like this. Elo v'elo misabrim, v'yama. Both bloods, this is talking about the Shirayim, when they brought a korban, whether the dam was on the Mizbeach HaPnim or on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, so the Shirayim, the leftover blood, was always spilled on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. It was spilled on the soul, the foundation of the outside Mizbeach, and it says, "Ven yordim in Yisrael the Ritzvah." It went down from the Yisrael to the Ritzvah, and the water came, and the blood kept on flowing down. Or Misarvim biyama, got mixed up in the Yama. Rashi says, "Silan Shomayim Shoyd Azara." There was a small flow of water going through the Azara, a small stream of water. The blood got mixed up, went into that stream. So whether it was the blood of the Mizbech HaChitzon, Mizbech HaPnimi, so it says, Ebu V'Elo Misarvim B'Yama, both bloods got mixed up in the stream of water, the Yotzim, and the stream of water took the blood out of the Mizbech, out of the Beis HaMikdash, but Nachal Kidron, it took it down to Nachal Kidron. For Nimkorim, and over there, they used to sell the blood, Leganonim, they used to sell to the farmers over there, Lizavel, to use it for manure, to use it to fertilize the ground. So you see that they used to sell to people around Nachal Kidron to use it for fertilizer. So you see they used to plant there, did grow by Nachal Kidron. Halacha was the moyalum behem, and there would be an issa mila, I think midrabanan only, because midraisa there's no mila by dam. The more or less of a pasuk, there's no mila by dam. It means midrabanan is an issa hanor. Yeah. So the question here, we see that by Nachal Kidron they do need fertilizer. The things do grow, and here we say no, by Nachal Kidron nothing grows. So Gemara says mekaymos mekaymos yesh boy. I tell you, by long the Nachal Kidron there are different portions of ground. Yesh mokum megadot smokum. There are certain portions there that do produce, and on that part it says that they used to sell the blood there to these people. But yesh mokum she megadot smokum. There are certain portions near the Nachal Kidron that nothing would grow. and around that portion of land, that's where they burnt and spread that pestle of Micha. That's where they took the Avodah Zarah and threw it there. Now the Gemara says, "My Mifletzoyos." What does it mean that the mother of Asa made Mifletzoyos, made something to that Avodah Zarah? Some Rebbe will soon see what it means. Omer Rav Yehuda, that the Maflia Letznusa, she made a wonder of jokes there. She did something real special to this Avodah Zarah. What did she do? Kiditoni Rav Yosef, Kemin Zacharus Asasalo. She made like an aver of a man on that Avodah Zarah. Made it stick out like a man, a Zacharus, like a man's aver. Voice in the Velis Loi, B'chol Yom. And she used to go into it every single day. She would like be in the Velis. From this Avodah Zarah, from the aver of the Avodah Zarah. That's what she did every single day. That's what she added to the Avodah Zarah. That was called Mafslosa. She made a big joke there.
I thought she was the praiseworthy.
Okay. Yosef comes back and says, I have another proof to my Yisoi, that you're allowed to throw the dust of the Avodah Zarah on the ground. But like Kvanem, another passage that says, Himalachim, Vekitas Nechash Nechashis Asher Oso Moshe. But Hashem told them now to take the Nechas and Nechashis that Moshe Rabbeinu made, and now the Jews started to worship it, to make it into an Avodah Zarah. So Hashem said to take it, and they burnt it, and again they spread the ashes over. So you see, you're allowed to use the ashes. Or Mullah the Chum said back to Rabbi Yosef, is there any proof? Misham Raya, Harayuwema, the Pasuk says, Vayemir Hashem el Moshe, Asay Lecho Sarah. You should make the serpent, you should make the form of a serpent. So the is l'cho mishalacho, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to use the metal from his own money. It belonged to Moshe, this nechash hanachoshes, this snake. If so, even if later on the Jews would worship it for an avodah zarah, it would not become asavah no miyikiradin. Because the klal is, v'yeinodem oysa dover shenishalai, you have no right to worship somebody else's objects and make it asavah no, make it into an avodah zarah. Here the Jews were worshipping the Nechas and Nechashis, but it didn't belong to them, it belonged to Moshe Rabbeinu. Simikir Adin, the Nechash did not become Asur Bano at all. For Asur, therefore, over there, Bedinu really, the Ketusei Lehevei Tzarech, they did not have to chop it up later. It wasn't, they didn't have to. It wasn't Asur Bano. Elekivo and the Chazah, the Katol Yisro Basrei, since the Chum saw that at that time the Jews were making mistakes and going after it and worshipping it, Omad V'Kitzesoi, they went up and destroyed it, and the ground grinded it up. And that's why they were able to throw it over the ground. Because really it had no Isar Hanor on it. It was only a Chumra what they did. They felt it wasn't nice to keep it around, that they destroyed it. But really, since it still belonged to Moshe Rabbeinu, to his Yorshim, therefore they had no right, it did not become Asa Bano.
This way, you could...
Omalehem. He said again, Omalehem, Balai Kvenemar, Rabbi Yosef didn't give up. He brings another proof. Omalehem. But like whenever the post it says, Vayaslu Shom Esatzbei, and they left over there Avodah Zarah, Vayisoyim David picked it up, Vanoshim. Him and his men picked it up. So how the meaning is, he's learning Vayisoyim means that David HaMelech took them, grounded them, and spread them over. Again, he threw away the Avodah Zarah on the ground. So Mor says, Umay Mashman, what's your proof? Dahai Vayisoyim David Lishna Dizruzei? Who told you this Zruye? Who told you this Lashon of a Yisoyim David picked up or destroyed these Avodah Zarahs, meaning that after he ground them up, he dispersed them in the air? Yes, so he answered back, the Targum Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says the Targum on this Pasuk in Yishayo, Tizra Meruach Yisoyim, spread them out, disperse them in the wind, and the Targum says on Tagminon, Tizrinun Meruach Matulinun. He is Lashon of Tazrinun, is Lashon of dispersing, throwing away. So that's what David did here also. After he took the Avodah Zarah, he just dispersed them in the air. Omulai, the Chum said back to Yosi, Misham Rai, is there any proof from over there? Harayuwaim, it says clearly over there in the Pasuk, Harayuwaim there, Vayisru Fu Vesh, it says there that he burnt it up in the fire. Now, Omidu like Siv Vayisorfim, Vayisoyim, in one Pasuk it says that he burnt him. Here by Yosef, now a Pasuk, it doesn't say that he burnt him. It doesn't say in the same pasuk together by Yisorfim by Yisoyim, and now pasuk it only says by Yisoyim David. So Shmamina, here's the proof by Yisoyim Mamish. Here it just means by Yisoyim, he just dispersed it. He did not really burn it. One pasuk says he burnt it. The next pasuk does not say he burnt it. It just says by Yisoyim That's the proof that by Yisoyim alone, meaning he did not really burn it, but rather he just grinded it up and he dispersed it. Samar says, if so, Mikom Lokom Kashi Furu Adodi. And so you tell me now there's a steer in the two psukim. One pasuk says that he burnt them, and one pasuk says, according to you, he just took them and dispersed them in the air. So it's a stira. It's is true. Could Rav Huna? The Rav Huna, Rav Huna asked for a question. Ksiv, one pasuk says, "Vayayim David vayisu fubesh." One pasuk is true. He wanted at least to burn it in fire. Ksiv, another pasuk says, "Vayisoyim," that no, he did not burn it, but rather he just dispersed it in the air. Like Kashi, there's no question. Kan koydim shabo iti agiti. One was before Iti Agiti came. He was a guy before he was mavatul the avodah zara. So then David HaMelech had to burn it. Kan liyacha shabo iti agiti. After he came, then he did not have to burn it anymore. And Rashi says because he was mavatul it. Rashi says, ubo iti ubitlo. Right. V'hoda then v'yisoyim David iti agiti ol v'kachovim hoya. Iti Agiti was a guy. So before Iti came and was Mavato the Avodah Zarah, it was true Asabano. Then David was going to burn it. But after this guy came, Iti Agiti, and Iti Agiti was Mavato the Avodah Zarah, then it wasn't Asabano. So then while you saw him, he just picked him up and destroyed it, not to keep it around anymore. So therefore, yeah. So, but what's that? According to this, there wouldn't be any proof then. If he was Mavato it, then the reason why he was mutter to do this was because it wasn't Asabano anymore. Or even now, we've been saying now, Boshim Shan Vayisoyim means, Madab is the other rabbi. Vayisoyim now was saying, Mashmi did have Hano from it. He had enjoyment from it. That's the Gemara's answer. He was allowed to have Hano because Iti Agiti was Mavato the Avodah Zarah. The Sivit says, Vayikach es Ateres Makam, Meyal Roishoi, O Mishkola Kikazo. So, it says that David HaMelech took the crown there from the king, and Mestamed it was an Avodah Zarah. So, Mishori, was a mutter for David to take the crown, he's Surya Noninu. These were things that they worshipped Avodah Zarah with. So I took the crown off the Avodah Zarah. How could David HaMelech use this crown? Rav Nachman, Iti Agiti Bo Bitlo. The answer is that Iti Agiti came and he was Mavatul the Avodah Zarah. So he took off the Yisr Hano. Therefore it was okay, it was mutter to have Hano from this crown. Now it says that Mishkolo, this crown, weighed Kika Zov. Piece of gold, a kikah zov, tremendous amount of weight. So the question is, if so, heichi motzi monachlo, how could David put this heavy crown on his head, or crack his head, if it weighs the weight of kikah zov, a tremendous amount of weight, how could David wear it? Some of you, Dom Arav, ruya lenuach ha-roishoi, all I meant to say is fit him. He was able to wear it, but not that he actually wore it, because if he would wear it, it would crack his head. There was a special stone that was like holding up the crown. It was hanging on the stone. So it comes out that not really David wore it, but maybe just put it next to his head so it looked like it was on his head. But really there was a stone holding it up. All it meant to say was it was a normal crown. It didn't weigh that much. Because it meant to say it had a very expensive diamond on this crown. Sheshova kikazov. That diamond was worth a kikazov. So it was a special crown. Then it was okay. It fit the David. David wore it. Pasuk says then on this, Zois hoisali. This was like my reward. Kifikudecho natsorti. Since I watched your mitzvahs, therefore I received this reward. I received this expensive crown. My kama, what is David Melech saying? Hoki kama. Beschaf my reward, shebkudecho netzorti, that I watched your mitzvahs, zois hoisali liedus. This is a proof for me. This crown was my edus, is my proof. We'll soon see what that means. My edusa, what's the edus? What's the testimony here? What's the proof? What is it proving to anybody? Or maybe Shua ben Levi, shoye manicha b'mokum tefillin, that David used to wear this crown on the mokum where he used to put on his tefillin. And v'hu masai, it fit him. We'll soon see, that's the edus. The edus was that it was a Kabbalah, whoever this crown would fit, he was fit to be the Melech. And it happened to be that this crown fit David, that was the proof, that was the edus, that he was fit to be the king. So first of all, asks, how could you wear it for Mokum Tfilin on his forehead? I for Boya Nuchet Tfilin. David HaMelech had to put on his tfilin, yeah. And it's probably David HaMelech wore his tfilin the whole day. So how could he wear the crown and the tfilin at the same time? Om Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchok, Mokam Yesh Barosh, Sheroi Laniach Boi Shtei Tefillin. On the person's forehead, on the person's arm, there's a place to wear two pairs of tefillin at the same time. And Svaradim, they put on two pairs of tefillin. They wear the Rashi and the Beit HaTanis at the same time. But a kopon is mokim on your head, and this mokim here, this square piece, is a place to wear two tefillin. So therefore, he can have his crown on half of the mokim. Notice it comes like this. It comes like this. When he puts his crown on, it was only half of the mokim of tefillin. The other half, he really wore his tefillin there.
That place is called the maze, right? Where the
film is. It's called what?
Amaze?
No, no, no. But it says, they see you as Ben HaMelech, the Ben HaMelech.
Why is that not,
but I mean, Amr of Shmuel, yeah. It says, but see you as Ben HaMelech, the Ben HaMelech took out this crown. But Yitnu all of us a Nezer, when he put on this crown, V'yesu'edus. What does that mean to say? Nezer Zuklila. That was this crown that he put on him. And Eidus, why is this a testimony? What's the Eidus over here? The why? Because Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Rav, Eidus sold the base David. This crown was an Eidus for the whole base David. She called her royal Malchus, whoever was fit to be a king of base David, Kol Masoi, you should know this crown happened to fit him. This was the proving stone whether you're fit to be a king or not. Would this crown fit you? See, if you're fit, the crown would fit you. For called Shayna Royal Malchus, any person was not fit to be a king, ain't who Mosai. This crown would not fit him. And that's what happened. The prophet says, "We are Duniyahu ben Chagis." Misnasa Lemer, he lifted himself up, became Balgaiv, and he said, "Ani Yamlach, I want to be the king." What happened was, "I'm of Yuda, I'm around." She misnasa l'huma. What it means to say is, he dared to put the crown on top of his head, but Loyal Mosai didn't fit him. He was finished. That's it. He didn't fight anymore. He saw clearly he wasn't fit to be the king. Then it says, Vayasloi, the Melech made for him, Vayasloi, Rechev, Uprushim. The Chamish Shemish, Rotsim Ufon. He had special 50 people that were running in front of him. What's special? If he had his chariots, what's special about these 50 people that were running? Maru Busai, what's so special about having 50 people running? If you have these chariots, those are more important than these runners. The answer is, Tony, we learned, Kulam, all these 50 people, Netule Tachel, they had their spleen removed already. And on their soul, it was hollowed out there. Kids, they were able to run very, very fast. Rashi says, Notal habosim in etzim. To meet the flesh was taken out on the stone. They wouldn't feel the thorns on the ground. They were able to just fly through any part of the ground. That was the shivas of these 50 special people. Now the Mishnah says, Shoal Proclus, that was a guy.